发出多啊，是发出多少？你帮我做起来。
Well, my pastor is staying here.
Ah, Lufa, you don't know what he
is. Brother Shifu.
Ah, that's only one. The great Shifu.
He gave me the permission to mention his name.
Well, for me now, why? Last year, that's all.
Because last time I talked about the I didn't mention his name.
Ah, you got him so, you need to call him more. That's why he's telling me.
Some years back.
Ah, you ought to make a thing.
One of his children was killed.
If all the woman was there, I like you, right?
And he needed surgery.
What did he know? He said,
so the wife called some senior pastors in the church.
Ah, you walk around, no one, what to that back? You know,
and the senior pastors rushed to the hospital.
What did Murakata? What was he doing?
And he said,
what did he?
That they are not going to do this operation.
No one, it is happy for me.
They are not going to do this operation.
And it is happy, you are, it is for me.
We are going to pray and the church has
been. How far do you have? Oh, you see, you sorry.
The wife answered.
Yeah, what else?
Ah, pastor, they are going to do this operation.
Ah, Lufa, you, that I can't see.
Well, you are going to pray for the child to get out of the surgery.
You tell Padua, he said, he said, he said, he said, he said,
and subsequently the surgery was done.
Ah, look, so what he said, he said, no.
And the child is worshiping God today.
Oh, boy, he said, why he did only?
To his glory.
Hallelujah.
Another scenario happened in this church. This time I will not mention the name. There is a she's no longer in this church anyway, but a lot of us know them. She had infertility. For over 11 years. And she got pregnant eventually.
Ah, fear no, yanu olo yo.
And they said they are going to do surgery.
What is it? How is she definitely?
She is very close to mommy Gio.
Any, also no mama wa bani no enjoy the baba.
So she ran to the camp.
What any? It is follow tomorrow. Did not follow.
I said, ah, this is what they say. They are going to do surgery.
Oh, she don't know how many. Where how is she have it?
And. Mommy Gio told her to go and listen to the doctor.
Aye, Mama Gio didn't say you got a full of 24 doctor.
She had a surgery.
Ah, what is that?
And the baby is alive.
Oh, no, she was lying.
And certainly, this will be the first third baby. This is somebody that has given up hope about having children.
Anytime for you, the Pinupe or Bakawa, only the Molaye, don't look at how to buy.
And all the three children have by Cesarean sex.
Oh, Momentai, if you have a last thing to do, what do
I
lie?
I have a lady.
Ah, that may come back or not.
Who happens to be a Gio's wife?
And so they say, Yahoo, Alufa, but you know, John, only do it, Johnny.
She had a cancer of the womb. I met her while I was still working in Bagada
General.
We decided to operate her. And she was very ready. She had the surgery. The cancer is gone.
She
is alive and well. Now, briefly, let me talk about fertility. Just generally about fertility. Because our wives, the women are in agony. A lot of them have infertility. But because they want to wait on the Lord.
As you don't need to go pay for all your growth, you know.
The time to go to your hospital.
Ah, so that's not the name of the
Lord. I mean, goes by.
Oh, for that one.
And by the time they realize that they actually have to face the medical line.
If I don't want you to pay all your account, so get that one.
The time will have passed.
Ah, so for you, you know, to have
a
story.
Because the woman has a limited time.
It doesn't mean that you're paying, it's not a kid.
The same thing for a woman is in labor.
Back on now, so pretty soon, you know what?
From the bleeding.
At the end of the day, you know what?
You want to give that patient blood.
And let's see, you tell her.
From sex, like you want to say, we refuse.
You know what? You want to witness, no, we say, oh, of course.
So unfortunately, it's not the life of the man.
Oh, I tell you, la, no, pay. Ah, yeah, I hear, okay, what do you want to do?
It's the life of the woman.
It's the time you are not praying, you know what to do?
The woman, from the secret. obeying the consequence,
and you
allow this to go through. Because when you are dead, you are dead.
So what do you do? Oh,
the man will take another one.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our test today,
our Lord Africa today,
is taken from Genesis.
You know, Genesis,
chapter 2, 1 to 23. Please help us open into that passage. Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis 2.
Chapter 21, I mean verse 21 to 23. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh instead thereof. Praise the Lord. There are two things that happened there.
Maybe you tell me why.
People who are very familiar with medical problems.
And also, if I was on sugar.
In the first verse, we read. We heard that the God called the day sleep. Can somebody tell me what that is? Come again? No, no, there's a name that covers it. Okay, I will help you. It's anesthesia. Anesthesia, anybody going for surgery has to be given anesthesia. So that you won't feel any pain. Okay. The second verse. Said the Lord took away. That's surgery for you. God must have opened that place up. And we should look at it that God was telling us something at that time. The first surgery and the first anesthesia was performed by God. So let us think properly. Please open your Bible to Exodus
15.
Verses 1 to 6. We are going to talk about purpose of healing and miracles. The miracles happen today. Yes, it does. Yesterday, today, and to the end of the world. It continues to happen. But God has his own specific purpose. For making miracles to
happen.
It's for faith in Jesus Christ. However, some Christians say the faith driven world, and translate hopeful messages into ultimatums. Believing that we visit the doctor regularly. Means to focus your trust in God. The daily ignore their symptoms and rely solely on their
faith.
Miracles are rare. And done with the purpose of displaying God's power. If you have that passage, can you somebody read it for us? Exodus 15, 1 to 6.
And they took their journey from Egypt.
Thank you.
And all the condition of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Egypt and Sinai, on the 15th day of the 7th month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we passed by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain race every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they brought they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, As even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Amen.
Manna from heaven.
Ah, manna last year, what?
For 40 years.
Ah, for 40
years. In the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Here we are today.
In the wilderness.
We have our arms and legs.
Ani owo ani etewa
to perform activities.
Ah, lati seje.
So can we reason that why don't we sit down at home?
Aki wani dire se pe ani joko sile
and pray for mana
fati badu aki mana to pale bi sikani.
So serving miracle has seven purposes.
Iyanu onirunrun ni pataki ati akoko to ni lati se.
Physicians in the Bible.
Onisegun ninu Bible.
Was there, I mean, do we have medical doctors in those days? There are some Christians who believe that Christians should not visit doctors. They rely solely upon prayer for healing. They came softly.
That
all healings in the Bible we are seeing the result of prayer. It is true that the gospel contains many examples of gurus. And even the apostles. Healing the sick and the lame. However, healing of Jesus, we are given as a sign of legitimacy. Or a claim of
messiahship.
As the Old Testament said that the Messiah will heal the blind and the dead.
Mate mo asito wipe Messiah yo soju afoju yo si mo alaisan lagada ba kan na.
We can find that in Isaiah 35:5.
Iye Isaiah oriketa orikanu di ni ogoji
5:6.
Ese kan si kepa.
Despite saying to the contrary,
as the apostle said,
the physicians are the sign. That is the time the New Testament was written. In fact, one of the writers,
Luke,
was a physician. Jesus seemed to know that doctors will heal people.
Since he said,
it is not those who are healthy,
who
need
physician,
but those who are sick. Given the utility to mercy as a healing act, the statement I made earlier, that is physicians that need help. It's those that are sick that need help. Jesus said that. Jesus also quoted from the proverb.
Yes, it is only more way.
Physician, heal yourself. Indicating that physicians of the time were healing people.
I also want to go Dokita gba ni won wo ni kon niwa na.
From Christian go to the complete opposite extreme.
Awolopo Christian lo mo ti lo di se ni ki pe
claiming that the healing gift died with the apostles.
A pe iwo so won pa to wa apostle.
It is likely that neither the extreme is correct.
Eyi ko to lo ki pe ka wa ni pe e apostle ni ki pe.
Because in every day of our life,
ni gbogbo ojo aye wa,
the Lord did hear from people. To demonstrate and to give us more faith.
Láti fún wọn ohun ìgbàgbọ́ wa sókè.
His love and power.
Agbára àti ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
However, in addition to his miraculous healing,
fún ìyanu Ọlọ́run wa yìí,
God has called some people to be doctors.
Ọlọ́run ti àwọn èèyàn kan jáde láti sí dókítà.
To minister healing to others.
Láti ṣiṣẹ́ ìwòsàn fún ìyẹn tó ṣaláìsàn.
Let's look at it.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wò yìí.
Does God choose doctors?
Ǹjẹ́ Ọlọ́run ló yan ènìyàn láti jẹ́ dókítà bí?
I personally, I believe so.
Èmi mo ní ìgbàgbọ́ yìí.
Because if you don't have that calling,
tó wá pé a ò pè é láti jẹ́ dókítà.
It might be very tough for you to.
Ó lè nira fún ọ láti ṣiṣẹ́ ní ojú iṣẹ́ dókítà.
I think God calls doctors just like pastors.
Ọlọ́run pe dókítà gẹ́gẹ́ bíi pé àwọn àlùfáà ni.
Let me read a story by Bruce Cunningham.
Àwọn kan ka àìsàn ènìyàn kan fún wa.
A Christian medical doctor.
Àwọn dókítà tó jẹ́ pé onígbàgbọ́ ni.
He said, when I was a senior in high school,
ìgbà tó ń jẹ́ àìsókà wípé
èmi. I had no idea what to do with my life.
Òun ò lóye ohun tó ń yóò fayé òun fún.
I was truly confused and lost.
Òun wà ní kùrúkù.
My high school counselor was frantic because I was losing opportunity for scholarship.
Àní tó ń pé òun ń pàdánù àǹfààní láti kàwé.
In February of my senior year.
Àní ọjọ́ oṣù kejì nígbà tó ń dàgbà sókè.
My pastor preached a sermon in which he said that God can call people into jobs and professions.
Àlùfáà wọn wà tún nígbà lọ́wọ́ sí wípé Ọlọ́run lè pè èèyàn ṣiṣẹ́ tó máa ṣe láyé rẹ̀.
They were not necessarily related to the church.
Èyí tí kò ní bí ṣe nípa ti ìjọ.
This idea that God had a purpose for my life was nowhere in 1973.
Àìmọye pé Ọlọ́run ní ètò fún ayé ọ̀wọ́ fara wọn ní 1973.
But it impressed me.
Ó sì wà wá sí ọ̀fun wọn.
And I knew that.
Wọ́n sì kún lẹ̀.
I pray that God will reveal to me the purpose and future for my life.
Ó sì kún lẹ̀ ó pàdà tọ́rọ pé fi ọjọ́ ọ̀la mi wọ̀n mi àti ètò rẹ.
I totally surrendered to whatever God wanted me to do.
Mo fi jọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀ sí pípẹ́ fún Ọlọ́run orin tó bá ní í ṣe.
I can only describe the following events as truly supernatural and miraculous.
Mo lè sọ fún ọdún ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ló jẹ́ àti òkè wá àti ti ìyanu.
I had the incredible certainty that I was supposed to be a doctor.
À ń bọ̀ dájú pẹ̀lú ọkàn pé òun gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ dókítà.
This was never on my list of professions.
Èyí kò wà ní ọdún tó kọ sílẹ̀ nígbà kan nígbà òfin ṣe nígbà lọ́jọ́ ayé òun.
And not only was I certain this is what God wanted me to do.
Mo kọ́ sí àwọn lójú nìkan pé èyí lọ́rọ̀ rẹ̀ kí arákùnrin yìí ṣe.
I had incredible peace.
Àwọn ní ìfọ̀kànbalẹ̀.
For my decision.
Àánú òye ọgbọ́nà yìí.
In the months that followed.
Àánú tó tẹ̀lé.
God was in ways I could never attribute to man to get me into special 6-year program.
Ọlọ́run lo ọ̀nà tó bọ̀lì sọ ọ̀nà tó fi ṣètò rẹ̀ sínú ẹ̀kọ́ fún ọdún mẹ́fà.
That guaranteed me entrance into medical school.
Àbọ̀ fún ọ ní ọ̀nà sí láti lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́ kòkó yìí nípa ti ìwòsàn.
Only 10 people in the nation were accepted each year.
Èèyàn mẹ́wàá péré ló ń gbà ní gbogbo àgbà orílẹ̀-èdè nígbà náà.
And to supply a way to pay for my entire education.
Ó sì wá pèsè owó láti san ní gbogbo ẹ̀kọ́ tọ́kọ́ náà.
To the end of medical school.
Àní títí di òpin ẹ̀kọ́ nílé ìwòsàn.
I can tell patients now.
Àwọn lè sọ dájú fún àwọn tó wà lórílẹ̀ ìdíbílẹ̀ àìsàn.
That God called me to be a physician.
Pé Olúwa ló pè wọ́n láti jẹ́ amúniláradá.
And gave me the tools to complete my education.
Ó sì wá fún mi ní irinṣẹ́ láti ṣiṣẹ́ ẹ̀kọ́ mi pípé.
So I am called by God to be a doctor.
Ọlọ́run pè mí láti jẹ́ dókítà.
That if I am called by God to be a doctor, then isn't it possible that I may be the answer to their prayers.
I tell you about the last year that we can never have to pray down one, Dura. No one wants to come out for me.
My point is that God and God alone.
He
brings us with the intellect. And the
test.
To explore science. That leads to medical
breakthrough.
If God does this. Then by extension. Doctors. Nurses and healthcare personnel.
Ah, doctor, nurses, now you want to do the
answer? God's answer to this.
What is it? I want to ask. What was the solution?
And so many other questions too.
I see you need to look there. You know what?
In conclusion, because I know some people would like to ask some.
No, on your
Lower. Christians should not rely solely upon prayer.
Only that for more or ye, and what is similar
to treat diseases.
Like you told you, I saw
that are reliably treated through modern medicine. This doesn't mean that we don't pray for the sick. When Christian prayers let the child die, from a disorder that is readily treatable by modern medicine, it says to the world, that we are stupid and don't care. However, since God calls some individuals to serve others,
in Barcelona, the Corona, your quality is better than the Corona.
True medicine.
And it's party also.
And those people really an answer to our prayer.
In general, in your year, or just a war, do that, Wabi.
So when your child gets sick,
I don't know, never change.
Use your faith.
No, it's a goal,
to seek medical profession.
That is why I'll be told you, you will follow.
Whom God has provided.
And see, I'm not repeating.
For their healing.
I think a lot of that one.
And yes, pray for the child.
But do that for me.
And also for the doctor.
As if I don't do that, no.
That God will provide them wisdom.
Follow me for one year, but I will hear me.
Your child's treatment.
That is the first one more than you know, but.
Lastly, according to American Cancer Society, 172 cases of death among children treated by faith healing instead of conventional methods. Researchers estimated that if conventional treatment had been given, the survival rate for most of these children would have been more than 90.
Oh no, Abayoko Omo, you are lying, you are dead, mate, you are dead, you are dead.
Those medicine work together.
Oh no, I see you, don't step up.
Actually, we should know.
Ah, look, it's all autonomous.
That as Christians,
can you believe that, bro?
The work of the medical doctors and other people.
It's a doctor after the Lord.
Are truly from God.
What day is all after the Lord?
Because of our time.
It's only after the Lord.
Like the doctor said, the Christian doctor said.
Maybe the Christian is what we
say. I have a personal and similar experience at the beginning of my schooling. So I can affirm today that a doctor and a good one for that matter must have God's
calling.
God will give us wisdom and the understanding to do His work. So shall we be into
God.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Because the time is far gone, we just
have to go home.
If you have a couple of questions,
I can't be serious. Echo, Nikia.
You can write it down and give it to the usher. Because we have a special prayer for her. Okay.
Thank you. My question borders on urinary tract infection. I know it's not part of what I'm talking about, but I want you to shed some more light on it, because that UTI causes infertility in women, and most women do not know it. Sir, I want you to shed light on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, urinary tract infection. The place where the urine passes out, that's the tract, you call it urinary tract. And it's very near the vulva, it's very near the vagina, which is a tract whereby the womb is, and you have the tube. You have the tube, the way it can cause this problem is blocking the tube. If the infection gets to the tube, the urinary tract infection, because all of them are in the same area, the bacteria can migrate upwards and the inflammatory reaction can block the tube. The fallopian tube, that's what I'm calling the tube, and that will bring down the egg that gets fertilized by the sperm. Ah, that's one of the causes of infertility. Well, if I probably cause
this, it is on the challenge, the more you know,
it could be infection.
I saw
it first.
I didn't want to know how long.
It could be some tumors in the womb.
Only then, we will know,
like fibroid, if it is not properly, if it is placed in the wrong place.
I think you will know how long to drink.
It could be hormone, which is in the blood. Maybe the hormones are not working properly.
Only that way, that one way, so to
make sure that the eggs are released at the appropriate time.
Any warning,
or even get mature. It could be that even the ovary is not developing any egg.
Only if it's your body is getting that it
at the right time.
Yeah.
So it could also be a factor from the male partner.
Only if it's going to occur, Lonia is on Lara.
Our men here feel that as long as they can perform, then they are okay.
Or Ara, okay?
Virtually, the problem is here equally between them, 40%. 40%, male factor 40%, female factor 40%.
I remember being over there and looking like ya. What is your face, bro? You don't bad or bad?
There are a lot of people that bring forth sperm.
How far? Look at the only call at all.
And there is no single cell that can fertilize the
egg. Any knowledge? So let's just say, hold on.
This is a primary cause.
It should go. So let's just only fast. You know, you don't want to
But the question is, as a student of microbiology, during my course of study, I learned that malfunction drugs are from natural constants. Okay, what? With some chemicals to look presentable, in which of these chemicals have half-side effects to the body. The body system. What is the position of Christianity in taking herbs? Purely, instead of taking tablets or capsules that might have side effects? Well, there's nothing that doesn't have side effects, even the water that we drink.
Only time I'm moving there. Only for today.
If you take too much water,
never move me, I'm moving. Back or no?
One can die.
Okay,
because there is too much water. So, everything should be in moderation. Herbs are okay.
Ah,
there The only thing is that in this environment, you don't know the quantity that we really solve the problem. So the man that is giving you the help doesn't know the quantity. You can take a whole bucket of help. So as long as the thing that is doing you is there, you continue taking it.
Paracetamol,
they will say you don't take more than 2 tablets.
Or one tablet.
Even paracetamol as common as it is.
It's
a very dangerous drug. That's why you see a lot of drugs, they write poison on it. So if you don't use it appropriately, it can cause problems. So if you use paracetamol every day, every night, you can kill your kidney. Very easily. Medically, menopause in women starts from 45 years to 50 years. It varies, yes. But the women that still give birth to them live at least 50s. How is it possible? What? In medicine, there is nothing impossible. A 70-year-old woman can even give birth. Surrogate is whereby you get pregnant for another person. So if your daughter or your sister cannot have babies anymore. Due to absence of a womb. You can combine the egg and the sperm together and allow another woman to carry. And support it with hormones. So that means a 70-year-old woman can have. The menopause range is not really sacrosanct. A 35-year-old woman can stop menstruating. The question is, a woman who is 50 and has performed a fibroid operation once, was one not to perform another? Every treatment we carry out requires that she must carry out an operation. What can this person do? I don't agree with that, because we had a surgical, maybe there are other reasons why they say that. But if it is because they remove the fibroids, it can't be true.
And it's only you need to move you grow. I want to go to what she said after me no more.
Because you can have surgery as many times as possible. It's just that the condition has to be favorable. Various conditions you have to look into before you go into surgery. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a question.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mine is not a question per se, but contribution to the topic. If we look very well, the topic is Christianity and medicine. And some of the questions that were sent to the doctor are actually answer to that topic itself. In other words, what we are saying is that we believe in medicine. But I want to emphasize one or two things. The Christian attitude to medicine, or generally, we look at it as curative. And I am saying we should adopt preventive approach. Going to hospital, where you see somebody, where are you coming from? I'm coming from the hospital. Take a sick call. It presupposes that something is wrong with you. But we can go on preventive level. And I say, going to hospital only when you are sick is misconception. You go to hospital to ensure that you are not even sick. When we go for medical screening, I've been discussing with Dr. Overcom on these issues. Your cholesterol level will not be identified through headache or anything. It is by conscious effort to check cholesterol levels. And I've been told by a doctor that there is something we call sudden death. If your cholesterol level is so high you don't know, you can just collapse and die. Your glaucoma, you may not know. It's irreversible when it happens. But if you go for normal checkup, they can stop the growth or do something. But when it didn't cover the whole eye, it is not that woman from your village that has done anything. Also, we do your BP, your sugar level, all those things, we should do them. In other words, my conclusion is this. We should not just close the door or go downstairs to go to meet the prayer champion all the time. They will pray for healing, that they will pray that the doctor will be able to identify what is wrong. And moreover, we should make sure that we live healthy lives. Praise the Lord.
Nǹkan tó ń sọ fún wa ni pé òun ṣe pé tí ọba lọ sílé ìwòsàn ó lọ wo sójú ara rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ó yẹ ká lẹ máa yẹra wò pé ìyára wá pé òun pín ọ̀rọ̀ náà ni pé àdúrà àti ìtọ́jú ó yẹ kó jẹ́ ní ìfọwọ́sowọ́pọ̀ ni.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Time is gone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lisa, I came across about five ladies. They are young girls in different locations. They met with me and asked me what could happen that they usually have irregular menstruation. These are five young ladies that are just coming home. They could do their menses like this month, like for 2 days, the following month they will not see it, and the following month they come. So what could be the cause, and could there be any future side effect on those ladies? Then another thing I want to ask, what is the relationship of infertility in women and then zinc consumption? Zinc, intake of zinc, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. About the regular message, a lot of us in this place don't really know how to calculate a menstrual cycle.
Of course, we don't know. That is the year.
Most of us use the calendar day.
Of all of us, we don't have a calendar.
Whereas we are supposed to count the intervals between one day and the other.
Of course, we are not going to count the intervals.
So now, the number of days in between them is what you call your menstrual cycle.
Ọjọ́ tó wà láàrin ìgbà tó ní ìgbà tó oṣù kọjá àti ìsìn òun ni àkókò
tó ń gbé. Because some calendars are longer, months are longer than another.
Oṣù kan pọ̀ ju mìíràn lọ.
So by pointing to a day in the month, you might not get the right day.
Tó bá ojú sọ̀rọ̀ pé ọjọ́ oṣù yìí ló yẹ kó ṣẹlẹ̀, ó jẹ́ ohun tí kò yẹ.
So we should actually count the days in the sun.
Ọjọ́ tó wà láàrin ìgbà àkọ́kọ́ àti ìkejì lẹ́yìn ìpinnu náà máa kà.
In the early stage when a woman starts doing her menses, it is a bit irregular.
Ìgbà tó bá kọ́ ní òye yìí, ó jẹ́ ohun tí kò ń dọ́gba.
It could come this month and not come next month.
Ó ṣe é ṣe kó farahàn lóṣù yìí kó lóṣù tó ń bọ̀ kó má yọjú.
But within 6 months to 1 year, it should fall into line.
Alani o tu kon adoshi mefa. O ye ki o joba ni gugu ifa.
But if there's no danger, then there is a problem somewhere.
Ah, o ti se kwe ko ni shuru kon tu kwa ni afara re. Ko si mo.
So the person should see the doctor.
Iru eni be, o ye ko ri dokita re.
The common cause is hormonal disturbances.
Hormonal disturbances.
Because this hormone, these hormones control the menses, the time you are going to bleed.
Eyi lo ye ko se no nko ati ye ko ri nkan osu re.
The question about zinc.
Ibeere nipa zinc.
It's not documented. I'm not saying it.
Wọn ti ri kan sile re.
But I know there is a lot of homeopathic drugs. All these native drugs that is being advertised.
Àwọn ewé àtikò kójọ pọ̀ tọ́wà tó fún olówó rẹ̀.
The mention zinc.
Wọ́n dárúkọ zinc nínú rẹ̀.
In their product.
Nínú ìkójọpọ̀ wọn.
But clinically, I've not met that in the mention.
Àwọn ọ̀tí ìdí kan sílẹ̀ rẹ̀ pa pàápàá sí.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That they will pray for us now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, my people perish. I want to believe this morning. Somebody have learned something. Even me, pastor, I never thought of it. That God carried out the surgical operation on Adam. To remove the wrist. I never knew not until I had come. So brethren, we decided to come up with this because today is a breakthrough service. We have been praying.
Worshiping.
And
talking.
But there are some small issues in our lives. That will, in fact, I know. Not that somebody has told me. When my former, my late doctor, Dr. Kalejaye, was alive, I know how many people the general overseer of this nation will refer to him. Will refer them to him. Check this fellow. Carry out every test he needs to carry out. Whatever is the cost, refer back to them. My prayer for every one of us, the grace, the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Poverty is the main problem of this nation. When you go abroad, people go for medical checkups even when they don't feel anything. They want to know what is the situation. Even to feed the family. As a result of that, we ignore the medical act. I pray one more time. The Lord will heal our lands in the name of Jesus. The Lord will enlarge our coast in the name of Jesus.